not sure. I think this was written backstage by Neil Young at a CSNY concert. I won't swear to it, though. Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Do you know why politically motivated rock worked in the 60s and early 70s? Because it was so damn good. Yes, there was message to the music. And of course, there was a national spirit at the time. It was a perfect storm. And I don't necessarily agree. I think both sides are wrong in looking back at Kent State, which of course is what that song is about. But it's one of the most powerful pieces of guitar, lyric. That stuff was artistically brilliant. Some was in your face. We are using war in a piece today in the news here in Green Bay. You know, war, who, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Even that, even a song that's just a slap-in-your-face protest song. Amazing stuff. All right, final thought. We are going to move on. But final thought on the immigration debate. A caller, I believe it was David Marshfield, just before the news, said, look, it's not impeachable that the consequences of the president's actions are minimal. That's really beside the point, even if I accept it, which I don't entirely. But even if I did, he doesn't have the constitutional power to do it. So this is a misdemeanor in your mind? Actually, it says high crimes and misdemeanors. I see two issues here. The people are afraid to say something's an impeachable offense, and they are deathly afraid of the immigration debate. They're afraid of being called racist against Hispanics and racist against President Obama. They have been intimidated into silence. Now, we took calls, but I had to point out we weren't getting calls. And I know things have changed since 7 years ago, but I think the biggest thing is that people are afraid to criticize a black president. I think that is a big part, maybe not the biggest, but a big part of it. I'm trying to decide whether to do this as a giveaway. I don't think I'm going to. In fact, I'm not even going to take calls. I'll just have Jason do it. See if Jason, we'll see how this goes. There was a YouTube video released on Thursday that already has nearly 13 million hits. Any guesses what it is? It was released on Thursday. Last time I checked, it had 12.6 million, something like that, hits. Any guesses at all? No. I don't even know what you're going to guess there. I'm just going to say it. No. Oh, Ray Rice. No, that has nothing to do with Ray Rice. Nope. That was a good guess, though. That might have 12 million hits. That video of the Ray Rice domestic abuse video. That might have 12 million. See, this is why I didn't want to do it as a contest, because it might not be the only one. All right, I'm going to give it to you, Jason. If someone thinks they have it. Somebody thinks they have it. Maybe not. Let's put it this way. The 12.5+ million that have viewed it are probably disappointed. Now, somebody guessed, and they're wrong. Here's my first clue. The 12.5 million that viewed it are probably disappointed in what they saw. Clue number one, Jason. Clue number two, it's a movie trailer. They viewed it. No. I'm going to give it to you. 50 Shades of Grey. Well, because you know what they thought, if you've read the book, 13 million people care enough to click on it. And you don't, I watched it, you don't really see anything. Now, here's the really interesting part. Do you know when it's being released? And I find this fascinating. 50 Shades of Grey is the mommy porn book, as they call it. Yeah, Valentine's Day. Because it's so damn romantic, you know. Yeah, I'm going to take my wife to that on Valentine's Day. I don't think so. I don't think so. So, by the way, if you click on it hoping to see something naughty, and there actually was a clip of it the Today Show wouldn't show, a little snippet of it. Well, I mean, there's the where he's on, where he's unlocking the door to the bondage room. The first minute almost looks like a spoof on trailers, to be honest with you. Speaking of movies, I think I'm going to share this with you. I have not seen the movie Lucy. Do you know what that's about? Lucy, I've seen the ads over and over and over again, where I believe it's Scarlett Johansson is in the lead role, where she's the new super, oh, it's 16 million? It was 12 million this morning. 16 million. But see, they're all different ones. That one's got 4.8 million. That one's got 16 million. That one's got 10 million. You know, they're all different videos out there. Lucy is the one where she gets the drug where she becomes the superhuman using 100% of her brain. You've seen the trailers for that one, haven't you? Well, it's been released. A woman, I believe it's a woman, writing at Huffington Post writes, "Lucy, why I'm tired of seeing white people on the big screen." I want to share this with you. I don't know why. I just do. Why should I suffer alone? "I'm tired of seeing white people on the silver screen. First, let me note that I am white. I'm a white woman who goes to the theater to see probably a dozen films, if not more, in a given year. A white woman who readily consumes TV shows and series and often blogs and tweets about them. I love film. I love what Hollywood could be. But I must say that I don't love what it is, and that it is a machine generating story after story in which the audience is asked to root for a white, usually male, hero over and over and over and over again. I'm tired. I'm tired of directors pretending that white actors are the default and that people of color are a distraction when it comes to filmmaking. I'm tired of black women in Hollywood being relegated to roles of slaves and the help over and over again." What? There are no black leads in Hollywood? As someone who has Halle Berry as his fantasy girl. By the way, extant sucks. The TV series? No. No. Not even she could save it. That's my opinion. Just mine. "I'm tired of directors pretending, as I said, white actors are default. I'm tired of black women in Hollywood being relegated to roles of slaves and the help over and over again. I'm tired of films convincing themselves that they are taking on something fresh and new, the likes of which the world has never seen, but in actually adhering to tired tropes and stereotypes. One example that comes to mind is Avatar, a quote-unquote groundbreaking film about aliens and humanity, which underneath it all is the same old white savior story. But more recently, Lucy, the film starring Scarlett Johansson, in which a woman named Lucy evolves and is able to use 100% of her brain capacity after she unwittingly ingests a massive amount of drugs. Lucy is what humankind could be. It's about possibilities. As Lucy's brain power grows stronger and the volume of knowledge she's able to access increases, she delivers monologues about how little humans understand about death, existence, and the universe, mediating on time and history. The film likes to think of itself as reimagining everything that we think we know about humanity and presents to us their vision of what the most evolved woman on Earth looks like, a blonde white woman. See, I just can't get right with that. You see, I was an anthropology major in high school. By the time she majored in something in high school? And by the time I was 16, I had learned who the hell majors in stuff in high school? That's what she says. I was an anthropology major in high school. You know what I was in high school? A high school student. Well, I was. Anyway. Weird. By the time I was 16, I'd learned all about Lucy, the collection of bones found in Haiti and thought to have lived 3.2 million years ago, one of the oldest hominids we know. Lucy, the film, doesn't try to hide how cute they thought they were being by naming the supreme evolved being in their film Lucy. They show an ape-like creature crouched by a stream to illustrate just how far human beings have come and say as much in the opening lines, depicting vast cities built up to show our progress. The original Lucy was not really an ape, though. She had a small skull capacity like apes, but her skeleton shows she was bipedal and walked upright like humans. Haiti, by the way, is in the Awash Valley of Ethiopia. So I guess what's sticking in my craw is the assertion that while human life originated in Africa, a detail the film neatly skims over, placing the ape-like Lucy that Johansson sees in North America somehow the way we imagine the most evolved human being is blonde and white. Even more, when Lucy gets surges of knowledge in the film, her eyes flash brightly blue, because blue eyes, we all know, are the universal symbol of superiority, right? Jason says he majored in basketball with a minor in women. Really? It wasn't the other way around. Huh? Surprised by that. Anyway, how is it that in a film whose premise rests on the idea of reimagining the past, present, and future, we still end up with a blonde white woman with flashing blue eyes as the stand-in for what personifies evolution and supremely fulfilled human potential? At one point, the ape-like Lucy and evolved Lucy meet face-to-face as evolved Lucy does a bit of time traveling. Their fingers touch, and we see them deliberately pose to mimic the famous creation of Adam painting. And in that moment, I saw what I suppose we were supposed to see. Humanity at its beginning, and then humanity at its end. It's at its most perfect. Blonde, white, and blue-eyed. I can't accept that. I can't accept that there's only one black woman in the entire film who delivered the one line and who we never saw again. I can't accept that the bad guys were Asian, and that although in China Lucy's roommate says, I mean, who speaks Chinese? I don't speak Chinese. I can't accept that in Hercules, which I also saw this weekend, there were no people of color except for Dwayne Johnson himself and his mixed-race wife, whose skin was almost alabaster. I can't accept that she got maybe two lines and then was murdered. I can't accept that the primitive tribe in Hercules consisted of dark-haired men painted heavily blackish-green to give their skin a darker appearance so the audience could easily differentiate between good and bad guys, the white versus dark skin. I can't accept that, and I can't accept that when we think about the potential of humankind and what our brains are capable of doing and thinking and feeling, that people of color would be absent from that imagining. I can't accept that, and I won't. I'm tired of seeing people that look like me crowding screens, both big and small. I'm not what the world looks like. Hollywood, stop whitewashing characters. Give us more films like this year's Annie. I'm no Lucy. Like everyone else, I'm using only a tiny amount of my brain's capacity. That is the first thing I agree with in this entire piece. But you don't need to be a superhuman logic machine to see that Hollywood has a major problem with depicting people of color. And it's time to actually reimagine what the world can and should be. And you wonder why people won't criticize President Obama. She sees racism in a movie that cast a woman who's hot in the lead. I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. We need to Google image this woman. It's 10:21.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.